May the sweet presence of our Lord Jesus be with you, heart dwellers. Well, it's interesting. The Lord is convicting me again of lukewarmness and how I got there. And I think I've been feeling this. I've been feeling something wasn't quite right between He and I. In spite of the beautiful graces that He's been giving me in prayer, I've been taking little liberties here and there for my flesh, which I shouldn't be doing. And it's definitely led to lukewarmness in my own heart to some degree. So I'm going to share that with you because this is probably one of the most important things we can keep an eye on in ourselves. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine, my love, Jesus began. The little things you do that you know you shouldn't do, they are proofs of self-love and lukewarmness towards me, you know? Yes, Lord, I'm very convicted. I thought just a little exception for the flesh here and there was no big deal. How wrong I am. It's a very big deal. I see where Satan gets in slowly, so you don't notice you're going off track. After all, you're not going into debt or buying a Corvette. It's just a chocolate bar, for Pete's sake. He continued, you know how it feels when you nick your finger and it bleeds. It takes a few days to heal, especially if it's on a knuckle. In the meantime, it hurts. It makes your whole hand hurt. Even though it's not life-threatening, it mars your body's performance. And it's a distraction. Same way in relationships. Little indifferences hurt. When they accumulate, they do damage, and that damage has to be repaired. You've been given so many graces, Claire. There really is no excuse for you taking liberties that injure our relationship. Although you do have a very real enemy egging you on into these things, still, you can say no when these little indiscretions are proposed to you. It's not like you're under a strong physical or chemical compulsion. It's more like, I want that. You could deny yourself as a sign of your love for me. I honor each time you do that. So you see, indifference leads to lukewarmness, and you have it in your power not to allow that. So, Lord, how do I get out of this? Deny yourself more. Go deeper. Eventually, you'll have a breakthrough and a restoration of my sweet presence. Show me that you care, beloved. I know you've made serious life choices to honor me. But understand, it's the little foxes that spoil even the finest of vines. The higher you go, the longer down the fall, the more damage that is done to yourself, to me, and to others. Stupid flesh, it seems like I'm forever fighting it. When you make the decision to renounce yourself in total, then the walk will be easier. It's the little allowances you make for the flesh that are not strong compulsions that are so damaging. For the compulsions, I give grace as well. I understand when your body needs something like chocolate. I give you slack at those times because you're simply too weak. How marvelous it would be if you weren't that weak. But I use it to help with humility. Now I know how badly you feel, but you're not out of the woods yet. Not until you totally renounce yourself. And I might add, even when you've done that, you can still fall. Much of this is tied up in humility, my love. You need to practice mindful humility. In other words, take every thought captive. Lift up others deliberately and abase yourself. Then abstinence will become easier. The lowlier you become, the more protection and grace I will impart to you. You have been catching yourself in pride lately. That's always a sign that a downgrade is on the way, so to speak. Littleness, littleness, littleness. the littler the better. You should have experienced my mother's littleness. It's not like anything known on earth. It is so far from what you call humility now. If anyone could have been any tinier in my eyes, I would have chosen them. It was truly her knowledge of the Father that caused her to abase herself. She saw herself much as I see her, very, very, very little, insignificant, and void of every merit. She attributed every good thing to the Father, and kept nothing for herself. She saw all others as more virtuous than herself, and not for one moment did she dare to look up and pass judgment. She was steeped in charity and compassion. All of you, my brides, could have learned from her example, but you have my example of continual brokenness, humility, charity, and understanding. Although I could have passed judgment on the harlot, I chose not to. You see, that's the Father's job. Go now, my love, and get some rest, and we will begin anew tomorrow. Lord, I'm willing to be made willing. I just hope you don't have to use a crowbar to straighten me out. My love, I always choose the most gentle way to guide you into holiness.